$5 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
A growing number of counties in at least four states are declaring themselves Second Amendment sanctuaries, refusing to enforce gun control laws that they consider to be infringements on the U.S. constitutional right to keep and bear arms. One of those sheriffs is Cibola County, New Mexico Sheriff Tony Mace. He joins Fox News and explains his position.
Well, you know, we swore, sheriffs, we swore an oath to defend and support the Constitution and protect our citizens. And, you know, we want to protect our Second Amendment rights. We want to preserve those rights within our respective communities across the state. And with some of these pieces of legislation, not just in violation of the Second Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, and the Fifth Amendment, we figured, you know, the sanctuary status or preservation status will help us protect our constituents' individual rights within our communities.
I wish you good
mental health. As far as response to what the sheriff is doing, he says,
you know, I've had overwhelming support from my citizens within my county. We've had overwhelming support from the majority of the citizens across the state of New Mexico. I've had sheriffs from Nevada reach out and speak with us. We're just hoping that you know, we can help keep this momentum going.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1981 when Walter Cronkite retires as anchorman from CBS Evening News. Please remember, you can always find us on usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun. Good morning. This is I Love New Jersey Radio. Location, location, location. I'm Jeannie Murphy with Weichert Real Estate in Flemington, New Jersey, and I'm here today to talk to you about the Friendly Sons of St. Patrick's Parade coming up on March 10th at 3 o'clock in Clinton, New Jersey. I have Kevin Walsh and Bernie Gallagher here. Let me give you an update on the weather real quick. Today, the slight chance of snow showers before 2 p.m., partly sunny with a high of 26, partly cloudy tonight with a low of 12. Thursday, slight chance of snow showers between 2 and 3 p.m., partly sunny with a high of 32. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 18. Chance of snow mainly after 11 on Friday, mostly cloudy with a high of 34. And then a chance of snow mainly before 8 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low of 26 on Friday night. Mostly sunny all day with a high of 44 on Saturday. So I also want to introduce my co-host guest today, who is the host of the next show coming on, Counselor's Chat, my friend and colleague, Ruth Altamaro Roll. So we're going to go to one quick break right here, and we'll be right back on I Love New Jersey Radio.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
All right, welcome back to the show. Okay, this is I Love New Jersey Radio, where it's all about location. We in Hunterdon County here are located halfway between New York City and Philadelphia, and we also get the pleasures of the Poconos and the shoreline. So if you're looking to sell or buy a home, please contact me at Weichert Flemington. Now let's get right into our show, because we're so excited to meet you guys. We have Kevin Walsh and Bernie Gallagher here Kevin is the Grand Marshal, and Bernie is the Irish Man of the Year for the Friendly Sons of St. Patrick. So welcome, gentlemen, and thank you for being here, Ruth.
Oh, my pleasure.
Always. Okay, guys, why don't you tell us a little bit about what's, who you are first and what your titles are again and what's going on with the parade?
My name is Bernie Gallagher. I'm the Irishman of the Year for Hunterdon County. We've got the parade coming up on Sunday, the 10th. It starts at 3 p.m. We'll start at the community center, walk south on Halsted, down to the center of town, and the parade will end at the it'll be turned back to the community center, but at 4:15 we'll have another part of the parade, which is the after party.
And oh, nice.
That'll be at the Red Mill.
Okay. Wow. That's so cool. So, all right, you're Irish Man of the Year.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I think it has to do with all of my volunteer hours. The club gets together every year and makes a decision who's going to be the Irishman of the Year and who's going to be the Grand Marshal. And they take the things they take into consideration is your involvement with the club or with the community.
Okay, so what does I want to make sure we introduce over here, Kevin Walsh, and you are the Grand Marshal this year.
I am indeed, yes.
So tell us a little bit about you and what your job as Grand Marshal is.
Well, my job is to represent my brothers in the organization and to monitor and evaluate the parade and make sure everyone's having a good time.
It's a legendary parade. How many years have you had it now?
The sixth year.
Sixth year. People talk about it all the time. I hear about it all the time. About Ruth, you've actually been in the parade, right?
Yes. I am part of the 3rd New Jersey Volunteers, which is the Civil War group, and I think we've probably been in the parade almost every year.
I believe every year.
And
yep.
So we represent the fighting 69th Irish Brigade of the Civil War. I think actually the 69th still exists as a current unit. And so we have a lot of fun participating and firing off our muskets and not at the crowd. Making the noise, so, yeah.
I was going to say, they're
Bernie, pull your mic closer.
They're definitely a parade favorite because they come with their uniforms. They come marching down. And then at a point on Main Street, they stop and they fire their guns. And it definitely catches everybody's attention.
That's just so cool. Yeah. All right, let's hear more about the Sons of St. Patrick as an organization. Tell us about the organization.
Sure. The organization is 11 years young.
Oh, yes.
Founded by 12 original members, the majority of which were the parents of daughters who participated in Irish dance.
Oh.
And were looking for a way to find something Irish and community-related that they could do.
How many members do you have?
It's over 100, close to 120.
That's just extraordinary. Yeah. You look like you were going to add something there?
Well, I was one of the founding members, and I could never have imagined 11 years ago the accomplishments of the organization, and it truly is because of the value added of each and every new member, and they really do pursue enthusiastically and compassionately the charter of the organization, which is community, culture, and camaraderie.
So give us some examples of some of the work that you all have done.
Well, from an organizational standpoint, we have an annual golf outing. I think that was probably our first event, charity golf outing, where we raise money and then trust it in the hands of our our funding committee to help people in Hunterdon County in need. We have our annual dinner dance, which just occurred this past Saturday evening, and it is evolved into a recognition and of the Irishman of the Year and the Grand Marshal.
Congratulations again to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And, of course, we have our annual parade, which is kind of the capstone. It truly focuses on the community. And bringing the community, and it is truly a outstanding community event. We have our halfway to St. Paddy's Day party, we have our various different involvements in the community. We participate annually, I think probably for at least the past 5 years, possibly more, in the Special Olympics at North Huntington High School. Mm-hmm. And it's, like I said, it's just the passion of the brothers that continue to amaze me.
One of the things with continuing with the Special Olympics, I'm one of the parade coordinators. We make a special point to address special needs. And this year we have a young man from the Reddington area, you know, Sean Fisher, and he's going to be in a car that we're going to give him his special day at the parade. So if he's listening at Midland School, we're really excited to see him, and we hope that he has a great time at the parade.
Yeah. Well, one thing I want to remind everybody is that the parade is coming up this weekend, Sunday, March 10th. Tell us a little bit more about, like, participation and showing up. And
Well, the spectators, they'll line the streets early in the morning, basically with chairs and blankets to get key spots. The parade will kick off, you know, at 3 o'clock on Holstead with a prayer to start the parade. We usually get a clergy from the area that wants to participate with us. And then it'll start off with our group as the Friendly Sons, who sponsors and who organizes the parade. We'll have five pipe bands. We'll have the North Huntington High School band. We'll have a Boy Scout band. We have two different dance schools that do Irish dance. We have some fire companies. We kind of limit the vehicle traffic with the fire trucks because we want to have more people involved.
Mm-hmm.
We have some great sponsors this year that they're putting cars in the parade. They're putting, you know, the one wants to put a float. So we're still working out some details.
Who are your sponsors?
If I can go through, I mean.
Absolutely.
First is Crines. You know, Crines has been a big help with us. They've been supporting us all along. Montrose Molders Corporation, Argus. A big sponsor with us is with ShopRite Liquors. They sponsor part of the after party. You know, the
woohoo!
Yeah,
I bet it's fun.
ShopRite Liquors.
The Irish Parade after party, yeah. Sponsored by ShopRite Liquors.
Well,
can I come?
Well, that party's going to have probably about 500 people.
Oh my goodness!
Between 500 and 600 people.
That's so fun.
We have Russia's Revenge. We have Clinton Acura. We have Lawn Doctor from Clinton and Flemington area. Fry Engineering. We have Provident Bank, Unity Bank.
Of course, Unity Bank. Got to call them out.
Yeah,
they're awesome sponsors of 100 in the whole, you know, New Jersey area.
We have Lanza as a freeholder, but we also have Lanza and Lanza, the law firm.
Oh, nice.
We have CenturyLink as a big sponsor because we tend to have some of our meetings there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Stone Financial. They're all the co-sponsored. I hope I hit them all. But we also have a lot of band sponsors, you know, at a different level. We have Flemington Car and Truck. We have
that's awesome.
We have that's where we have Lanza True Associates. We have Raymond James, Hunter Medical Care, and
that's tremendously impressive.
Yeah, we have a lot of support.
Best companies, too. I love Flemington Car and Truck Country, all of your sponsors there. Yeah. We're going to go to our break. I'm Jeannie Murphy, Weikert Real Estate Agency in Flemington, New Jersey. If you're looking to buy or sell, please get in touch with me. I also want to remind you that this weekend, my guests today are Kevin Walsh and Bernie Gallagher, both with the Friendly Sons of St. Patrick, talking about the parade this weekend, and Ruth Altamaro Roll, Counselor's Chat, who's also a participant in the parade. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
All right, welcome back to I Love New Jersey Radio. I'm Jeannie Murphy. You can tell I love New Jersey, right?
Amen.
And I can tell you guys love New Jersey, and I know you do. So that's what we're talking about. Part of this awesome New Jersey is the sons, the friendly sons of St. Patrick in Clinton, New Jersey. But they actually, you represent the whole county, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your membership?
Well, you know, we started as a small group up in the northern part of the county because that's where all the fathers were that were involved with the daughters dancing. But we've expanded. You know, we've got the members now up in Glen Gardner and Califon, the different parts of Reddington. But it's a county organization, and our membership is open to anybody throughout the county.
How does the membership work?
We come through whether it's a you have to apply, basically.
Okay.
You have to apply.
There's an application process?
Application process. It's not a strong screening process. You know, it is open to Irish or anybody that promotes Irish heritage, so it's not limited.
Oh, that's interesting.
Anybody that's not Irish.
Okay.
And it's just more or less a $50 membership.
Oh, that's not much.
No, it's a $50
per year?
Annual membership to belong to it.
Yeah. Yep. So you have to be 21 years of age or older.
Okay.
And we are constantly on the outlook for what I will call the younger members to help perpetuate.
Sustaining, the organization.
And we find when we were successful in bringing in some younger members, and recently we have been, they're a great add to our events and our planning and our administration because they bring a different perspective and a different energy to the group. And as you said, we hope to keep this going and perpetuate it for a long time.
Yeah, well, if you have over 100 members now and then you do have the young coming in and then they grow into the organization and then they can bring all their technology understanding and I guess that's probably a lot of fun for everybody to learn about.
Yes, indeed.
See, it's not limited that because I think we do have a member or two that may be from outside of Hunterdon County that are related to somebody and knows about the organization. So it's not limited, but it's just it is a county organization, though.
Yeah, our efforts on the community side are directed to Hunterdon County. We're very careful to limit our support and our community efforts within Hunterdon County, but the members themselves. There's really no requirement for county residency.
And are you the only organization of its kind in the country?
No.
Are there chapters?
Yeah.
There's actually chapters. The Friendly Sons started in Philadelphia many years ago. There's chapters throughout the country, and we're not connected or obligated to each other.
There's no national affiliation, so it's not like you have to apply for a chapter.
Okay.
Now they do have a national summit once a year.
Oh.
And through technology, somebody sat down from Baltimore and put a list together of all the Friendly Sons throughout the country. And invitations get sent out every year for the national summit, they call it.
That must be fun.
The first year was in Baltimore. The second year was in Morristown, New Jersey.
Wow.
And we had people there. I attended it with a couple other members. But we had people there from Hawaii, Chicago, San Diego, throughout the country. We had an enormous crowd there.
And last year was in Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, yeah. Love it. They're nice cities.
So it does move around. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there is no – we're not tied in. We're not obligated to each other other than having an annual meeting and having a good time. Yeah.
Tell me about – I want to know about Irish, like the Irish – the requirement, the criteria that you have because of course, of the – Friendly Sons of St. Patrick, and you said they have to be Irish or support the Irish. What does that mean?
Well, I think you don't necessarily have to be Irish, but you have to have an interest in supporting and promoting the Irish culture.
Which
Well, we're friendly, right? We're the friendly sons.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big part of it. And tradition, St. Patrick's Day parade. So I think you have to have an interest in that. And as we all know, on St. Patrick's Day, we're all Irish.
Yes.
And I'll throw a name out. So, you know, one of our members, Kenny. Kenny's, I believe he's 100% Polish. However, Kenny's wife's Irish, and his daughter is a world-class Irish step dancer.
Oh, wow. So he qualifies.
He qualifies.
He's one of the most active members. Ken is the chairman of our annual golf outing and works tirelessly.
And that's for the last 11 years.
Together, yeah.
Do you get sponsors for the golf outing, everything as well?
Yeah. So, you know, as to our sponsors, and you can find them all in our parade book, you know, I don't think the word sponsor is really adequate to describe them. They're truly partners, and they're truly partners in helping the community through us.
Yeah, I get it. My name's Murphy. That's my last name, you know. So I'm all about it. So anyway.
But your maiden name.
My maiden name is Mahar.
Mahar.
But I'm already Irish. But I lucked out getting Murphy, just to put a stamp on it.
Yeah, because I've seen the family crest from Mahar, and I'm sure you've looked at it as well.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, I think I have it here.
It's full of surprises.
Bernie prepped.
Yeah, I can tell.
I just want to make sure that, you know, I had the right information. Let me see.
This is very interesting. Go. What a researcher.
There's your family crest.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. All right, I got to show everybody. Is that cool or what? I'm going to share that with all my family, too. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, I'm going to send that to me. All right, so back, tell another.
I'm not sure if we'll get a family crest for you.
I just want to.
No, I'm going to say this. I am Italian. I'm all half Italian. And there's actually a city in Italy named Altamira. So
wow.
I don't think it's a crest. I think I just have, you know, I'm like. That.
Royalty.
No, I'm not, you know, that goat herder family from Altamira. I don't think there's any.
I think that's pretty impressive. That's cool.
Our humble roots ground us.
Yes, that's right.
Well, again, we're talking about the 6th annual Friendly Sons of St. Patrick's Day Parade. It's actually Sunday, March 10th, 2019, 3 o'clock in Clinton, New Jersey. They've got such a nice group of sponsors. More about the organization. Let's hear some more.
We do other things. It's not only about handing out checks, and we do other things. This Saturday, I believe we're helping somebody that's leaving the premises, an older woman, and we're going to be renting a truck, sending a group of guys there to help out.
Wow. How did you come across this situation?
We work with, there's two people through the county that we work with, and they get in touch with us as a means of either support or financially or with labor.
Let's hear a little bit more about that, because I love these kinds of stories. A lot of times people watch, they think of the parade, they think of the golf outing, but they don't really realize what you guys do day to day.
One of the other things we
work a lot with the Hunterdon Success Center, Carmel Gettings.
Okay.
She does a wonderful job in helping people in need in the county find resources to help them through difficult times. And oftentimes when she has difficulty or the gaps in what's available, she'll come to us to fill those gaps. So if somebody has an immediate need and there's potentially some type of government support, but it can't arrive soon enough, Carmel reaches out to us. She does a great job. It's a really wonderful partnership because she's engaged in the community. She gets the flow and she can vet it. So we know that our help is being directed in the most efficient and effective way possible.
How long does that turnaround take?
We have a five-member funding committee that Carmel would reach out to, and three of the five members have to agree that it's something that the Friendly Sons should undertake. It can happen in days.
It can probably happen within hours if it's something of urgency.
Oh, my goodness.
Once they become aware of it.
Yeah.
So, Bernie, tell us about Irish Man of the Year again, and also what you do as the Grand Marshal.
Let me see. I'll just talk about my family, the Irish connection. My parents are both from Scotland. They came over here in the late 50s for better employment and start a new life. My grandparents were from Ireland, from the county Donegal, and we've instilled that in our children, you know, with, you know, our Irish heritage. I have a daughter-in-law, Allie, and her last name is O'Brien Black.
Oh, so, my. Yeah, so, oh, that's cute.
And their daughter, my granddaughter, oh, my first grandchild, is 11 months old, and her, oh, name is Maeve. Maeve Shannon Gallagher.
Oh, boy. That's, yeah, so cute. So she, congratulations.
Should be able, she should be able to get, yeah, in Ireland pretty easy.
She'll
that.
Be dancing around, yeah, just a year from now, right?
And I do have another grandchild coming in June.
Oh,
so I'm looking forward to that with my daughter, gorgeous, Michelle and Mark.
Nice. Yeah. And are they residents of the county?
Actually, Michelle and Mark live in Alexandria.
Okay.
And yeah. Bernie and Allie live in Hoboken, but they're actually looking in Huntington County.
I hope they're going to call me.
Of course. Of course. Without a doubt.
I'm, yeah, just kidding.
But I have two other children. Kelly is, she works at Midland School.
Oh, nice. So you have four kids?
I have four children. Yeah. All right. Yeah. And Kelly was more of the athletic rather than the Irish dancing type. So, mm-hmm, she did all of her sports at North Huntington High School.
Cool.
And then my son, Brandon,
nice,
lives up in Boston.
Oh.
And he's got the Irish connection up there. Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. What a nice family.
So my daughter Bridget and Bernie's daughter Kelly were roommates in college.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Did they know that you guys were like...
Well, they went to high school together.
Oh, yeah, my gosh. Yeah. Wow, but that's so nice.
But it was a
coincidence
that both of us were selected this year, though.
Yeah, it must be like your whole organization must be really connected, right?
Yeah, yeah, there's a good group of guys. Yeah. A really good group.
God, yeah, you're going to...
It's I think that the nomination process was Bernie first, and then who could they pair with Bernie? And there I was.
There you are.
No, yeah. He's got a lot. He's been helping this organization for as long as I have. And you know, the thing is, and I want to throw this out there, if any of the members are listening, two of us are being recognized this year, but there could have been another dozen guys behind us that could have been easily sitting in the
just as worthy,
year,
even, yeah, maybe more so.
We have a lot of hard workers. You know?
Yeah, it's like I said, it's incredible to me the energy that our new members bring and how they engage in the organization. It's 11 years. If you really think about it, you know, we're like middle schoolers, and the things that this organization has achieved in those 11 years is just extremely impressive to me.
Yeah.
You know, a few years ago, just two or three years ago, Gary White was running the food pantry over in Huntington County here in Flemington, and he put out a call. He's a member as well. He put a call out that he needed somebody to help paint the place. I think we had about a dozen or so members show up and spent
a
day and a half painting the food pantry.
Yeah. Wow. One of our members left a footprint in paint there to mark our participation.
Yeah.
That's great. The crown, the crest, that's what you guys can call that.
The family crest.
The family crest right there.
Yeah.
So, all right, I want to hear a little bit more about your favorite stories over the years, 11 years, and, you know, talk about, like, painting. I love that. Also about helping the woman move this weekend. That's just so great. And then also, again, remind everybody that we're talking about the Friendly Sons of St. Patrick's, Huntington County. The parade is this coming Sunday, March 10th at 3 o'clock. Also, is there any chance that anyone could still get in as a parade person, like a float or anything, or is it closed?
Well, I'm a participant coordinator, actually.
Oh, okay.
And as I was coming in here, I was still getting texts for people that want to be involved with the parade. Right now, we've got our list, and I've given you it's actually in the center of the booklet, but this is the actual list and the walking order.
Share some.
Well, this is the walking order, and we always start the parade out with our law enforcement and the prosecutor's office. They come in, Tony Kearns. Having a hard time seeing.
Cute.
So Tony always starts out. I'll jump to the beginning, actually. The national anthem will be played by my niece.
Wow.
My niece, she'll sing the Irish version as well as the American version. She's a phenomenal singer. It's
what's her name?
Audrey Kreitner.
Okay.
So Audrey comes, she'll start to pray as far as the anthems. We'll have Brother Joe, I'm sorry, Brother Jack. Jack. He's a brother in New York, Jack Devaney. He lived in Clinton Township, he lived in Clinton, the town of Clinton.
Okay.
But he'll start the parade by giving us the prayer. Then we start with our group. We start with our banner, the American flag, the Irish flag. Our group marches through. The Grand Marshal and the Irishman of the Year follow the group, and then we'll go to the grandstand. Our wives would be behind us. I'm sorry, my wife and actually Kevin selected his two daughters, Molly Catherine Walsh and Bridget Aaron. So those two will be in the car as well. And, you know, after that car goes through, then we'll have the Irish step dancing coming through. We'll have the prosecutor's office. They have a canine unit there, and the dog's name is Finbar.
We donated a Kevlar vest for the dog.
Protect the dog.
Nice.
Yeah. So, you know, we get all types of requests.
Right. No, that's great. So I love those stories. I love the behind-the-scenes stuff. Yeah.
So one of the other groups, I mean, we have the Crime Stoppers, the truck comes through, and we also support the Crime Stoppers, their benefit. They have an evening out, and I think the last year we probably had about 30 of our members show up for it.
Wow.
So we help the people that sponsor us, and they help us in return. We have an antique car coming through. It's an old Barney Fife car.
Wow.
Like 1963 Ford Galaxy. Yeah.
So where did that come from?
That comes from a retired police officer from the area, Mark Strauss. And he's been with us for a few years driving the car through the parade. And another favorite. You know, everybody likes seeing that come through. We have some Clydesdales coming through. We have some of our sponsors, like I said, CenturyLink. Unity Bank could be going through. We have the bands broken up in between, so this way they don't drown each other out.
Organized. There's a lot of thought put into this.
Imagine that.
There's thought on not only that, but also when you have the horses, we don't want the kids walking behind the horses, so we have to separate groups.
That's funny.
We have to stagger them out in such a way. Like I said, we had our super student, Sean. He'll be coming through in a car. We have the Northland High School band to be playing. We've extended that out to other high schools in the county, but some of the high schools are involved with other things throughout the year that, you know, that they're holding off. We have one doctor coming in with some of their equipment, but then they also sponsor one of the bands as well. We have Somerset County Pipe Band. We have the State Police Pipe Band. We have
awesome.
Yeah.
When the State Police come through, it gives you a chill.
I'm getting chills just listening to it and visualizing.
Well, they make that turn, and they got their State Police Pipe Band, and then they'll probably have about 30 or 40 officers marching behind the band. It's pretty exciting. Yeah.
How long does the whole thing take?
It's about an hour and 15 minutes from start to finish.
Wow.
We hope.
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as they keep tight. We have a couple of Percheron horses. They're also huge. They'll be in the parade. And then, like I said, we've got some of our sponsors coming through. Then we have a band called The Guard Pipes and Drums. They're out of the Somerset County area. Tiernan Nogue is a pipe band that's coming out of Trenton. They come up and join us. And then the favorite would be St. Anne's Pipe Band that's actually from our county. We have some Boy Scouts. We have some Girl Scouts. We have Knights of Columbus. We have the Newcomers Club. And, of course, one of the favorite is the third Volunteer Irish Regiment of the Civil War reenactment, which you're participating.
And I just want to say, sometimes people, with, you know, an Irish Brigade and a Civil War, and why would that be? Well, you know, during the potato famine, the Irish were coming over, and they would get off the ships, and they would say, if you want to be a citizen, you need to join the military, and we're in the middle of the Civil War. And so the Civil War, both the North and the South, were filled with people from Ireland, and so enough to have a full Irish brigade, and so this would be Irish. And not only that, my understanding is that they also sent people over to learn how to, I'm going to say, war, so that they could go back and fight off the English, which I don't think that actually happened.
Well, you're correct. The Irish and the Irish immigrants were significant participants, and very influential in the victory. And they proceeded almost immediately after the war to make plans for taking that success and that training back to Ireland. And there was actually a period of time where they attempted to start that engagement against Canada, which was British. And there was some support for them within the United States for that to happen. It's the history. I'm kind of a history buff.
I love it.
But never learned, in school at least, the significance of the Irish participation in the Civil War and the events that happened subsequent to that. It's fascinating.
It is fascinating. Continue. Feel free. And thank you, Ruth Altamaro Roll, for sharing that so far.
Well, sure. I mean, so people say, why in the world would there be Civil War? And, you know, did the Irish really play the huge role?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in many of the victories.
In many of the victories.
Yes.
Tell us more.
And they sacrificed much that, you know, there were people that are used to sacrificing for their beliefs. And it's you know, there's a book, I think it's called Aaron's Way, mm-hmm. About a group of Irishmen who came to the U.S. looking for support for the revolution in Ireland. And the ship was loaded with arms and fighting men coming back after the Civil War to try to continue the battle in Ireland. The struggle continues.
Wow. That is just unbelievable. I didn't even know any of that, and I'm just picturing the parade. Thank you again for bringing that up. And then I'm thinking about all the police and all the people in your parade and how it was all so important to the history and just the support of the group.
But just if I could piggyback on the military.
Sure.
We have 9 veterans that will be in the parade from throughout the county.
Wow.
We've got a couple Army Jeeps and some cars that are being supplied by the Acura dealer in Clinton, as well as some other antiques that are going to be carrying the 9 veterans. So we pay special attention to our veterans, and we try to give them a nice spot in the parade.
That is just unbelievable how much you guys have put together, and that, of course, supporting the vets. Like, that is just like the sweetest touch. Is that the end of the parade?
No, actually, the end of the parade is probably the most exciting.
Okay.
We have the Stockton Carriage, and that's the Mary from Stockton Carriage. I'll say Mary out there. She'll be riding the carriage up at the end of the parade. There's nobody on the carriage. It pulls in front of the grandstand where Kevin and I and our families get on the cart. You know, on the carriage, and they'll take us to the after party.
How fun!
Yeah.
So that's really nice. It's so great.
Nice way to finish.
Yeah. And then the after party, is that open to the public?
Open to the public. Right now, I think we've probably got about 400 tickets sold.
How much is a ticket?
It's $30 for adults.
Okay.
It's $10 for children from 10 to 20.
Okay.
And it's free for anybody under 10.
And what is that ticket for?
It's corned beef sandwich, potato salad, and some snacks, as well as the beer that's being donated by the ShopRite Liquors.
We love that.
In Clinton.
Yes.
Oh, we love ShopRite Liquors.
They're donating a lot of beer.
Brian helps us out quite a bit. He's a big supporter of our organization.
And it's at the historic Red Mill.
Yes.
It doesn't get prettier than that.
It doesn't. No. And what about you? Like, when you do the historical reenactment thing, when they're in the parade, do they have anything set up? Because I've seen it where the historical, where they set up over at the Red Mill. Have you ever done that?
The Red Mill has an annual history event. Mm-hmm. And we participate in that, which is not, it doesn't have anything to do with the...
It doesn't have to do with the parade, but...
With the parade, but our unit does do that.
That's cool.
You should invite us.
Yeah.
Hey,
well, yeah, we do actually have a parade. Our unit goes, and General Taylor is buried at the Presbyterian Church, and we go there, and we have a little ceremony and lay a wreath.
That Civil War reenactment thing is amazing. I don't know if you've ever actually watched or been to there. I went to the Clinton Red Mill Inn, just so I won't tell everybody about it, because I had never experienced that before. Mm-hmm. And I was like, huh? Like, they take it. It's so real. It's like,
people,
oh, my God.
People ask us about our costumes. We don't wear costumes. We are
uniforms.
Authentically dressed.
It's amazing.
The uniforms.
I'm just picturing the parade. I've heard about it, and I swear I'm going to be there this year. Sunday the 10th, 3 o'clock.
Really,
I'm just fascinated.
And actually, Paul Muir, he's the mayor in I want to say Bethlehem.
Bethlehem, yes.
Okay.
Bethlehem Township.
He's also a member, but he's the curator at the Red Mill. So he helps us a lot as far as giving us the space. We make a donation, but we use their space there. Last night we had a meeting, and we moved the meeting to there. So, thanks to Paul, he's very supportive of us as well.
And I think when we mentioned the lineup for the parade, what's not on the ground is in the air, and there's a helicopter
North
flyover.
What?
North Star does a flyover, yes.
Yeah.
That is so fun.
Rich Hall, who's our tireless parade chairman, last night at the meeting was talking about we're truly the first parade to have land, sea, and air, because apparently one of the rescue squads will be bringing their boat into the parade. So,
oh, thanks for not forgetting those. They're very important. Yeah, think about that. We're going to go to our break right now. This is the last break in between this show, which is I Love New Jersey Radio. I'm Jeannie Murphy, location, location, location. My guests again are Kevin Walsh, the Grand Marshal, and Bernie Gallagher, the Irish Man of the Year for the Friendly Sons of St. Patrick's, having their parade in Clinton, New Jersey this Sunday, the 10th of March, starting at 3 o'clock. And Ruth Altamaro Roll is here in studio co-hosting because she also participates in the parade. And her show's coming up next at 12 o'clock. So make sure you stay with us. We'll be right back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
This shouldn't be a problem for you, Bernie.
Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is I Love New Jersey Radio, streaming live on Facebook from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. Our show specializes on focusing in Somerset County and Hunterdon County, New Jersey, which I think are the gems of the state. I'm Jeannie Murphy. I'm with Weikert Flemington. If you're looking to sell or buy a home in anywhere in the state of New Jersey, please call me. I also want to let you know about the upcoming 10th Annual Women's Leadership Summit. It's called On Your Strength, Cultivating Confidence and Communication. And it's Tuesday, April 9th at 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Hawk Point Golf Club in Washington, New Jersey. The keynote speaker is Megan Lamb from, Megan Lamb from Cisco Systems. And they have a morning panel, How to Create Meaningful Partnerships Within the Community. Rosemary Fellner from Unity Bank, who's also a sponsor of the awesome Friendly Sons of St. Patrick's here in the studio today, along with Linda Kastner from Alexandria Field Airport, and Karen Whitico from Prevention Resources. If you would like to sign up, go to the HunterdonChamber.org website and look up the Women's Leadership Summit again on April 9th. Save the date. And don't forget, you don't have to be a woman to come to the summit. I love it when I see the guys come to the summit because they're smart, because they basically get to meet and network all day long and they learn a lot. And we learn a lot from them. So anyway, back to the show. I have Kevin Walsh, the Grand Marshal, and Bernie Gallagher, the Irish Man of the Year from the Friendly Sons of St. Patrick's, our special organization in Hunterdon County serving those in need. And you're going to tell us a little bit more about what you guys need.
Well, we have our meetings once a month.
Okay.
And the meeting consists of it's 8 o'clock.
Second Tuesday of every month, 8 o'clock at the Elks Club in Clinton.
Nice.
We have a meeting usually lasts, it could be a two-hour meeting, but we cover a lot of things, a lot of the areas where we're going to extend our arm, places we're going to help, people we're going to help. And anybody's welcome to come to a meeting, come join us.
Oh, so they can just come to a meeting if they want to?
Come to the meeting. We may ask you to stand up and tell us about yourself. You know, put you on the spot, but it's a great way
to... Do you really get, like, a lot of people? Because you have 100 or so in the group, more than 100.
Well, we had a meeting last night, and it was...
40.
That's great. Wow.
And I think two of them were new. Two of them just came to join us because they wanted to get involved with the parade and the other activities that are going on. So it's that easy to come join us.
Nice.
And they immediately stood up and joined in. So they both have tasks on Sunday for our parade.
Oh, nice.
It's a very welcoming group of men.
A sincere dedication.
One thing I just want to point out with the sponsors. So, you know, we listed some sponsors before, and, you know, it's great. We have co-sponsors. We have Shamrock sponsors. We've got a list and different categories of sponsors. We probably have a total of probably 60 to 70 sponsors total. We just named a couple that were on the
top. That's incredible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of money comes in. You know, they're sponsoring the parade, but the money that we raise for donations, and I think it's important to point out, we raise a lot of money for donations that we're going to give back to people in Huntington County. Mm-hmm. 100% of the money goes out. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been questioned, you know, somebody would come to our meeting and say, well, what percentage is kept for administrative?
Right.
Nothing's kept for administrative.
Nothing.
It's actually,
wow.
We've actually go beyond the money that we raise by sometimes using our own funds that, you know, from dues. Mm-hmm. So more than 100% of the money that we raise actually goes out to help people.
That's a very important distinction. I think people out there, you know, always want to know that question, what percentage of it is actually given back. But you're saying more than all of it.
More than all of it, yes.
And what do you need, like, if someone's watching and they're like, I'm not really a sponsor, I'm just a person, but I would like to help.
Well, number one, come out to the parade. Mm-hmm. Okay, because...
go to the parade this Sunday, March 10th, 2019, 3 o'clock, Clinton.
The old saying, the more the merrier.
Yeah, for sure.
Come to the after party.
Buy the ticket for $30.
Well, yes, I guess that's the price of admission. We'll have a table there where anyone who's interested in becoming a new member can come up and get information.
Can they buy a ticket to the after party at the parade?
They can.
Okay.
And just... be cautioned that, you know, there is a limit in the number of people.
Mm-hmm. How would they get a ticket ahead of time?
Well, so you can go onto our website.
Okay.
And there'll be instructions.
What's the website?
WWWFSSP, Friendly Sons of St. Patrick.
And so glad I asked.
FSSP, Hunterdon.
Okay.
We've got a website.
That's
we've got a
important.
Facebook page.
Okay.
Yep.
Tell us about Facebook page and you're continuing.
Yep. So they can go there in advance and purchase tickets. And there'll be tickets on sale the day of the parade, both before and after, and I believe maybe also during the parade.
But the parade itself is free. Is that right?
The parade itself is...
So showing up for support gets everybody involved with the community. You guys get to feel the support.
Oh,
yes. The sponsors see that there's support for your group, and that you've already got so many sponsors, but it's all about the community, right? And then afterwards you can raise the money at the after party.
Yeah, so the primary emphasis of the parade is community. Mm-hmm. In our charter, culture, community, camaraderie. You know, each of our events kind of focuses mainly on one of those, and the parade is absolutely all about community.
That's so great.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting too. It's like, you know, we're talking about sponsors, and Argus, which is another sponsor, is a member. Mm-hmm. And again, he's involved with other activities throughout the Huntington County and Crime Stoppers. I think he's the chair of Crime Stoppers as well.
Yeah. Our members are very active in the community, not only in the Friendly Sons.
Right.
Chris Camacho. Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, name some. I love it. I know, I hear about your organization, the Friendly Sons of St. Patrick, all the time. Ken Carberry, you know, and it's like they're all, you know, they're so, when I'm talking with someone who's a member of your organization, just like you guys are today, you're totally, it's authentic, it's sincere, it's so meaningful, and then you're doing such good work for the community.
Yeah, I call it genuine.
Yeah, genuine, yeah. You know, and I love what you were talking about, again, just, you know, you're talking about like this Saturday, the day before the parade, which is Sunday, 3 o'clock, the 10th of March. you have volunteers going over to help some woman move because she doesn't have anybody to help her.
An 84-year-old
love
woman.
That. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. That's just great. And then also you were talking about having the food pantry painted and some of the other highlights of things that you guys have done. Want to share?
Yeah, it was the Women's Center in Flemington here. There's a Women's Center. A group of our guys went, did some landscaping, cutting trees, doing some interior work, pulling appliances. I believe we actually replaced some of the appliances in the home that was set up.
Yeah, when Carmel moved her group, the 100 Success Center within Flemington, we showed up with a couple of rental vans and moved her from one location to another.
That's so great. Yeah. The people need help. Yeah. They really do.
We all do.
Yeah, yeah. So it's so nice to know that your organization's there 11 years, you said?
11 years.
Celebrating the 6th annual parade.
Yes. That's correct.
All right. What else would you like everybody out there to know?
Well, for the first time this year, we had a parade kickoff event.
Oh.
Right here in Flemington at the old courthouse. Both Bernie and I had our daughters introduce us. And as the brothers
they're
say,
so proud of you.
There was not a dry eye in the house.
Aww.
Very, 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 very special event.
He's teary-eyeing right now.
And Rich Hall
so sweet. And
Brian Manning, continually
raising the bar.
Raising the bar.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
When you ask about the Grand Marshal, I struggle to find what my true function is other than to be a representative of my brothers, which brings me great pride and joy. I'm humbled. And of course, to keep an eye on Bernie. but the kickoff and the introduction by my daughter will always be in my heart.
Aww. That is so sweet. What's her name?
Bridget Aaron.
Bridget Aaron? That's wonderful that what you meant to your father. It's just so sweet to see him here crying. Yeah. And you're same with your daughter and your daughter-in-law.
Yeah. Well, the support. It wasn't the daughter that introduced me wasn't the daughter that was roommates with Bridget. It was actually my older daughter who's pregnant and due in June, and she was...
Is that her second child?
That's her first.
Okay, so you have two daughters.
Maybe it's my son.
Okay, yep. Okay.
My son and Allie, yep.
So cute.
So Michelle and Mark, Michelle, when she got up, the first thing she said was, just to let you know, I'm pregnant, so my emotions are flowing.
Aww. So she was and everybody, I'm sure everybody was crying.
Yeah. It was extremely emotional. And for me it was, because it was my daughter,
mm-hmm.
you know... And so I knew I was going to cry.
Yeah.
When this I looked out
so
the audience,
I'm like, oh my God.
When I looked out in the audience and I saw everyone else crying.
Oh, yeah. That must have been really, really, really meaningful.
It certainly was.
You can see he's still teary-eyed crying, and I love it. I'm like so moved by you both. I think it's such great work that you're doing. And would you like to share anything else? You got about 2 minutes.
Well, you know, two of the women that spoke at the launch, which happened right here in the courthouse,
mm-hmm.
The one was Carmel Gettings, and she gave us an overview of the families that we've helped. She pointed out that it was over 300 people that we've helped throughout Hunter County, and I think that was an important stat. The other person that was speaking was actually my wife, Debbie. She's a therapist at Midland School, and she gave the view from our helping the children through some of the things that we've purchased. There's a young lady in Flemington that we continue to help her family buying things that they need because they are a family in need, to include Christmas. And Brian, our president, Brian and I were over there one day, and it was hot in there. This young lady's got an illness, and we made a decision at that point. They need an air conditioner in the window, and run over to Lowe's and pick up an air conditioner. So that's the stuff that the organization does. And there's no greater feeling than seeing people's faces when
I bet.
We show up.
No, and thank you. I'm on behalf of everybody here. Seriously, thank you so much for the work that you guys have done and are doing. And if there's anything you need, if you want to say what it is right now.
Well, so we're always interested in new members.
Okay.
We particularly new members with young families. Mm-hmm. It's a great way to demonstrate to your children the value of community service.
That's perfectly
said. Many of our members bring their children with them.
Oh, really?
You know, when we're engaging, helping out someone.
They get service hours, you know, some of them.
Nice.
But more important, they get that sense of community and the value and how you feel good when you help others.
Well, that's what Albert Schweitzer said. Example is not the main thing in influencing others. It's the only thing.
Yep.
So that's a really good thing, is to make sure that if you're out there and you are, you know, moved by this and you feel engaged and you know of a gentleman in your family or a friendship circle that would like to be part of the Friendly Sons of St. Patrick, please get in touch with both these guys. Thank you both for being here. Do you want to say anything else real quick?
I'll close on my side with the author Yeats from Ireland. Oh. And he said, we're not strangers. We're just friends you have yet met.
Oh, okay. I get chills from that.
Yeah.
Last words?
Amen. Please come out to the parade and join us.
Yep. We're talking again about the Friendly Sons of St. Patrick's in Hunterdon County. The parade is on March 10th, this coming Sunday at 3 o'clock in Clinton. You can buy tickets afterwards and support their organization by going to the after party, which sounds like a ball. And then you can get in touch, find them on Facebook, go to the website. Once again, what was it? Friendly Sons of St. Patrick's.
It's FSSP, Friendly Sons of St. Patrick.
Okay.
FSSP Hunterdon.
All right. So thank you guys again for all the work you're doing. Best wishes. Cheers.
Cheers.
Yes.
Thank you. We'll see you on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. All right, I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is I Love New Jersey Radio on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, streaming live from Facebook. And if you're looking to buy a home or sell a house, don't forget me, Waker Flemington. But more importantly than anything, go to the parade, and I'll be back at 3 o'clock with a guest from the press talking about how to put out press releases on talented people. So tune back in. Have a great day.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen warns that illegal immigration is spiraling out of control.
Information about the weaknesses in our system have spread quickly in Central America. In fact, they are advertised. And our booming economy under President Trump has made the dangerous journey even more attractive to migrants.
Nielsen was speaking in a House hearing. She also says there is a true emergency at the U.S.-Mexican border. New satellite images out of North Korea show they are now restoring a rocket launch site they had dismantled as part of their disarmament pledge last year. This is just 1 week after a nuclear summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ended without an agreement. Indiana State Police say at least 21 people, mostly students, are injured after a school bus crashed into a dump truck. There were snow showers in the area, so weather is believed to be a factor in the crash. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors and take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit lumberliquidators.com for a store near you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Improve visibility and save $8 instantly when you replace your worn wiper blades with a pair of Bosch Icon wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get premium blades that ensure clear vision, plus earn double points on this purchase during O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.